stand today. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the City Council Chambers. How many of you are here at the City Council for the first time? Raise your hand if you're here for the first time. All right.
Welcome.
Let's see. Do you know who I am? That's cheating. There's a name tag here. And do you know Commissioner Amanda Fritz?
Hi.
Hi. We're just waiting for our third person to show up at council, and we will get going. We're really glad that you're here. Are you here for the Sun program? Yeah! So, you like the Sun program? Boy, somebody has a loud voice over here. Is that you? You're good. Very good. Well, we're really glad that you're here. It's really, it's very, very useful for us to see what folks support in the budget. It's a really difficult budget, but we want to make sure that we do our best job to save and fund all the programs. I'd like you and join me in a big round of applause for our third commissioner, Randy Leonard, just showed up. Commissioner Leonard is the product of Portland Public Schools. Which schools did you go to, Commissioner Leonard?
I went to Irmington Grade School, Grant High School, and Portland State University.
He's
Portland Community College. I might
and really? Portland. He's very, very smart. So we're going to get started now. Okay. I'd like you to meet our clerk, the council clerk. She's very, very powerful and very smart, so you have to be very nice to her. Her name is Carla. Say hi, Carla.
Hi.
Carla, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's not raining. I like that. We've got a lot of great, smart people in the audience. Can you please call the roll?
Yes. Fish. Is that Saltzman? Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Adams.
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. Can you please read the title for communications, item number 385?
Request of Kara Althoff to address council regarding budget cuts to pass through funds for the Sun program.
Good morning. Are you? Oh, come on up. Hi. Glad you're here. You just
I
need to.
There'd be some introductory stuff. But
you just need to give us your name, not your address, not your phone number, just your name. Please have a seat. And that clock on that piece of wood will help you count down your 3 minutes.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Lot to say. Good morning. My name is Kara Althoff, and I'm a parent at Buckman Elementary School. I've also taught with Portland Public Schools as a substitute teacher, and I'm well aware of the difference a Schools Uniting Neighborhoods or Sun program can make for the school. I know that City Council is aware of the advantages offered by the Sun program, too, based on the prominence Sun is given in the Portland plan. Among other things, the number one goal listed under Communities and Neighborhoods Supporting Youth is to expand Sun to all schools in the city. Sun is an amazing program offering proven academic improvements in students. The monetary benefits of funding Sun well outweigh the costs, both in the short term. For example, the Buckman Sun program leverages additional support from 40 community partners, and the long term with improved outcomes for students and families. All students at a Sun school benefit, regardless of level of direct involvement with the program, from language services to housing assistance, academic enrichment to family involvement. All students do better when families are having needs met and learning is supported. It felt a little surreal in preparing to speak this morning to be reading so many strong endorsements of the Sun program in the city's own proposals while trying to protect a vibrantly successful programs currently on the chopping block. Please take this option for balancing the budget off the table now and in the future. At the March 21st budget meeting at Cleveland High School, I listened to Parks and Recreation Director Mike Abate explain some of the budget decision-making process. He said that a key consideration in recommending cuts was that the city believes the economy will be rebounding in a year or two. Let's all hope so, right? And they wanted to focus on programs that could be resumed with little negative impact from time lost. As an example, he talked about the paint shop. Apparently, some positions in the paint shop could have been cut, leading to a $500,000 savings. But he pointed out that maintenance for a damaged brick wall that could have been done for, say, $2,000 would balloon to $20,000 if not attended to in a timely manner. It was bizarre and not a little offensive that a brick wall would be deemed more important than the well-being of a child. And I know that's not what he meant, but I think this shows a fundamental problem with these number-crunching games. It's difficult, if not impossible, to measure monetarily the impact of lost services to children. More to the point, you can't eliminate a program like SUN, which is so dependent on trust and relationships, and simply expect it to reappear in fine form one or more years later. That's just not how SUN works. The Buckman pool is on the chopping block. Portland Public Schools has announced deep staffing cuts to affect all schools, including two teaching positions at Buckman. And a triple cut in an economy like this is going to leave a huge scar on a struggling but successful inner city school. I'm so glad to live in Portland, but our schools have to be healthy to support continued economic viability for this city. One of the best things about this city is how many children attend public schools. Once you tip the balance, it's hard to win people back. You can see that in cities across the country. Continued funding of SUN schools is one way that Portland City Council can support the school district, key to happy, healthy, successful citizens and a stronger economy. Can I say my last little paragraph?
Yes.
Just that I look forward to hearing someday soon the council discuss and pass funding to expand SUN to all schools in the city. For now, I urge you to maintain the successful programs that will help lead the way for those to follow. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Carly, can you please read the title for item number 386?
Request of Mary Davis to address council regarding no cuts to SUN pass-through monies, including Buckman.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name's Mary Davis. And I don't believe that the Buckman SUN program should be cut primarily on the financial status of its participating families. I believe that it deserves a focused review to see how the efficiency of the use of the dollars and the merits of the individual program. Northwest Impact and the director, Diane, is leveraging the dollars 2-to-1 and running a dynamic creative organization that's reaching out to nearly 200 students a week, plus with programs that reach all the school population and extends to even more of the individuals in the community. While Buckman is not the most poverty-stricken of the schools, the community needs help. It's on the fringe of Title I. It's just a half a percentage point away. My husband and I are working class people. Together, we have a kindergartner and we own a company that employs 15 people, all of whom are trying to support and have living wage jobs, who have goals of owning their own homes and help the tax base. We rely on SUN because we have to work to keep our business going strong. All working families need help. As I'm an industrial engineer, and my background is in analyzing business efficiencies. I see a happy, dynamic SUN program that's leveraging its resources consistently. It's utilizing 40 partnerships that help the organization to bring other private resources to support public need. As parents, we pay participation fees. The Buckman SUN program is a focused and efficient use of our dollars. It's a well-run business. Days are being cut out of the school budget, and families have to work. SUN hosted a camp last Friday when schools were closed. They offered a solution for spring break, and this summer they're offering camps because working families have to work. They have to work to pay their rent, their mortgage, to pay property taxes. The classes that are offered integrate math, science, physics, music lessons, art. Some are kinetic movement learning that include motion, dance, taekwondo, yoga. There's self-defense for girls. Much of the program is recreation-based learning. It's a natural fit for the Parks Department to help with this. I was inspired to speak today because the participation has propelled my late summer young kindergarten, who's an average student in the classroom. And he's able to thrive in these small class, mixed age group environments. It's impacted my boy, who'd be inclined to channel only through sports, and helped him to develop skills and creativity. Like so many of the families involved, we aren't able to stop our day at 3 o'clock and tote my little one from dance to piano to Spanish. We have to work. And SUN creates events for the entire school that help parents how to learn to support the PPS curriculum, such as Math Night. They offered support during fundraising events so parents can volunteer to help build foundation dollars and build resources for the community. And at the holidays, they reached out to the rest of the community and provided basics to 40 needy families, coats and shoes, which reached 60 children. I mean, does this program sound too good to be true? It exists every day at Buckman. And with your continued support, the SUN program there can provide these basic and extraordinary learning options. I'm sure if you look closer at the program, you'll see that it is too well run from a fiscal perspective and as a community impact level to eliminate.
Thank you very much. Carly, can you please read communications item 387?
Mm-hmm. Request of David Berkson to address council regarding no cuts to SUN pass-through monies, including Buckman.
Hi, welcome.
Right here?
Please.
Right.
Well, thank you for providing me with the opportunity to speak. My name is David Berkson. My son is a second grader at Buckman Elementary School. Nicholas is 8 years old. I worry for Nick. This is not an easy time to be a kid. In my lifetime, I've never seen a generation that has been asked to do so much with so very little. On the one hand, we keep asking our kids for more, for higher test scores, stronger performances, and greater competitiveness. But every year, just as we ask them to jump a little bit higher, we yank the carpet out. Portland Public Schools cut at least $17 million from this year's budget, and for the coming year, we're looking at possibly a $27.5 million budget shortfall that will eliminate 110 positions from Portland's public schools. At Buckman, we stand to lose two-thirds of our art staff, which means that our kids there will have to say goodbye to real people that they know. So every single Portland public school stands to get hit just as hard or worse. Now is the time when we need more support from the city, not less. So if there was ever a year not to cut SUN, this would be that year. Yet that is exactly what will happen at Buckman and at least two other schools under the current city budget proposal, and we are urging you to not do that. There isn't a single school served by SUN that doesn't need it. At Buckman alone, which has a population of about 500 students, SUN serves at least 445 children. Of those kids, over half have been identified as having at-risk factors. Buckman is the only SUN school in Inner Southeast. That's an area where there is no Parks and Rec Community Center. SUN's after-school educational enrichment programs academically mentor kids while giving working and financially struggling parents affordable and sometimes free care for their children. SUN sponsors innumerable community events such as Write Night and Math Night, which support the core academic disciplines. And SUN coordinator Diane Meisenhelter received the 2009 Spirit of Portland Award for her incredible work with our kids at Buckman. It would be hard enough to shoulder a cut to the program, but at least for Buckman, the current proposal calls for its elimination at a time when our kids are being asked to shoulder more. Now, there is nothing that any of you can do about the budget cuts to Portland Public Schools, but you can save the SUN program, and that is what I and everybody else here is asking you to do. On the way over here, Nick said, cutting SUN is like cutting a school, and I'm urging you not to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you please read the title for communications item number 388?
Request of Nicola Ballerstadt to address council regarding no cuts to SUN pass-through monies, including Buckman.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. My name's Nicola Ballerstadt. I'll keep mine brief because I'm sure there's lots of other people to say. I'm a parent from Buckman School, and I also serve on the SUN Advisory Board. This role has enabled me to become aware of the most vital role SUN plays in our community and how far-reaching the program goes in supporting children, school, and families. Buckman, as so many other schools in the district are facing yet another year of further budget cuts. Our school is half a percentage point from being a Title I school, and with nearly half the students recognized at risk, our school program relies heavily on the support of the SUN services. Very briefly, SUN provides quality after-school programming for children, educational recreation, affordable enrichment courses such as foreign languages and music, which would otherwise be inaccessible to many of the children who attend them. The summer camps are held right through the break for Butlin's children as well as children from the wider neighborhood. SUN provides social services to families in need or in crisis, which means that they have a one-stop shop and are not simply shunted around from agency to department. One such example is the free dental sealants to all second graders who need them. SUN also hosts community building initiatives such as Season of Sharing and curriculum-based family nights that help the city council meet their goals of fostering community. The Inner Southeast has no other community center, so SUN serves as a de facto one in this capacity. Our SUN coordinator works tirelessly and has been at the site for 12 years. Many of the SUN staff know many of the families personally and is able to identify and see who needs help and put them in touch with those that can help them. Please join me in asking for our councillors and mayor in supporting the current funding for the only Inner Southeast Portland SUN program and the rest of service. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And our last speaker today, if you could read item number 389.
Request of Lisa Long to address council regarding support for SUN programs.
Welcome.
Hi. My name's Lisa Long, and I have two daughters at Buckman School. And I'm here to support the SUN program and also the Buckman Pool. These are two resources that are essential for many Southeast families like mine. I depend on SUN to provide innovative and stimulating after-school programs for my two children. I want to stress that SUN is not daycare. SUN offers unique, creative, and educational programs for elementary school children. My daughters have enjoyed classes in Greek mythology, journalism, natural science, bookmaking, circus arts, and have studied the cultures of the world. I am continually impressed with the sophistication and breadth of the SUN offerings for children as young as six. And SUN is fun. My girls love making their own zines and learning about slime in the aptly named grossology class. Diane and her wonderful staff are always available with a compliment, a smile, a hug, creating a warm and safe environment for children to think, act, and dream. I also want to tell you about the families who participate in SUN. Some of us are low-income families who receive scholarships and who depend on SUN so that parents can complete their workday. But SUN is also essential for families like mine. My husband and I are both self-employed and struggling to cover costs in a tough economy. We are not a scholarship family, but without SUN, our family would have to reduce our hours and income or pay market prices for after-school programs which do not offer the innovative curriculum our children enjoy in SUN. SUN is an affordable after-school program that challenges and enriches elementary school children. And SUN is fun. Who wouldn't want to walk on stilts, build a volcano, be a mad scientist, play in a marimba band, and write their own myths? This is the kind of programming that keeps young minds engaged and stimulated, and is absolutely essential to the development of elementary school children. I would also like to add a word about Buckman Pool. My children learn to swim solely because of the parks and recreation classes at Buckman Pool. My husband and my work schedules preclude us from taking our children to swimming lessons after school or on weekends. Thanks to Buckman Pool and Portland's Parks and Recs, I have a seal and a polar bear living in my house. My older daughter picks up my younger daughter from her classroom, and together they take swimming lessons at Buckman 2 afternoons a week all school year long. 2 afternoons of swimming and 3 days of sun has produced two adequately competent writers, artists, scientists in my household. Please continue to fund these exceptional resources for my family and many, many others like us.
Thank you. So we really appreciate you being here. We're going to take a quick 5-minute break so that those of you that need to leave can leave, and then we'll reconvene and go on with the rest of the agenda. Thank you very much for being here.